हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहना भवतो सह नौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. दिस् टैम् ऐ थाट् ऐ वुड् डू दिस् ईशावास्य उपनिषत्. This Ishavasya Upanishad belongs to Shukla Yajurveda. Shukla Yajurvediya Upanishad. And this Upanishad is a mantra Upanishad. We have Upanishads called Mantra Upanishads and Brahmana Upanishads. Always a mantra Upanishad is something which presents the teaching briefly, and a Brahmana Upanishad becomes the elaboration and a commentary on the Mantra Upanishad. For example, Mundaka Upanishad is a Mantra Upanishad, and Prashna Upanishad is a Brahmana Upanishad. Which means a Prashnopanishad becomes a commentary on the Mundakopanishad. Similarly, here Ishavasya Upanishad is a Mantra Upanishad, and Brihadaranyakam is a Brahmana Upanishad, which is a commentary on elaboration of this Mantra Upanishad Ishavasya. That is why Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is quite big Upanishad. Swamiji used to tell, you can quote, for anything you can say something quote, you can say it's from Brihadaranyaka, because for everything there is some reference available. So Brihadaranyaka is a Brahmana Upanishad, which is a commentary on Ishavasya Upanishad. And like how this Kena Upanishad is named after the first word of the Upanishad, Kena, here also Ishavasya Upanishad begins with the statement Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam. This Upanishad also is named after the first sentence of the Upanishad. Anyway, we'll see everything in detail later on. Before we enter into the very study of the Upanishad, this much details I want to enter start from the beginning. For Shukla Yajurveda, we have the Shanti Mantra, like how any Upanishad study must be begun with the Shanti Mantra. Here also we have a Shanti Mantra, Shanti Pathaha for Shukla Yajurveda Upanishad. This is the mantra here is Purnamadaha. So let us chant once Purnamadaha. And Purnamadaha, the all the swaras, now we have only Anudata and Udata, no Swarita at all. For example, when you do Yajurvedya, Krishna Yajurvediya Shanti Pataha Sahana Bhavatu. We have all these swaras like Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu. All the three. Saha Viryankaravavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Vishavahai Dirghaswarita. All the swaras are here. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Even in Shanti we have Shanti Shanti Shanti. This Udatta, Anudatta, Swarita, all the swaras are here. First in Purnamadaha, Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Other Upanishads. Other Shanti Mantra. Whereas for Shukla Yajurveda, Shanti. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. The swara changes. Hope you don't notice it. Shanti Shanti Shanti. There is no swarita at all. This is the difference which we chant in every day as we chant, we'll get it correctly. Okay? Say after me once, then I'll start the class. Om Purnamadav 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 Purnamidam
Purnamidam
Purnamadav Purnamidam
Purnamadav Purnamidam
Purnat
Purnamudachyate
Purnamudachyate Purnamudachyate
Purnamudachyate
Purnasya
Purnasya
Purnamadaya
Purnamadaya
Purnamevavasishyate
Purnamevavasishyate
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Hari Om Tat Sat.
Om Hari Om Tat Sat.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
So here, if we see the meaning of the word Upanishad, the word Upanishad itself implies two functions. Upani indicates a given function. Sat indicates another function. Two functions. Upani, upa is a prefix which means near. So ni stands for the verb nayati. Nayanam means carrying, leading. So, Upani implies taking near, leading near. So this takes near. So who is taken near whom? It is involved in the function of taking the Jivatma near the Paramatma. Atmanam Jivatmanam Paramatmanam Prati Upanayati. It takes the Jivatma to Paramatma. It brings Jivatma and Paramatma together. So, it brings the individual self and the absolute self together. And here, brings near means, does it physically take the Jivatma near the Paramatma? When there is no distance at all between Jivatma and Paramatma, absolutely Jivatma and Paramatma, there is no, not even difference as Jivatma and Paramatma, there is only Atma, then how can Jivatma be taken near the Paramatma? How can it bring Jivatma and Paramatma together? Here the distance between Jivatma and Paramatma happens to be caused by ignorance. You know, that removal of ignorance is in fact bringing the Jivatma close to the Paramatma. That's why we say, you would have heard this, the root dha, you know. Dha means dhanam, dadhati, not dadati, dadhati. Dhanam. See, dhanam, adhanam, vidhanam, nidhanam, avadhanam, viavadhanam. We have different nouns you can form. Like avadhana means attention, no focus. And vi avadhanam means distance. So vyavahitam means what? Distanced. Jivatma is as though distanced from Paramatma. And this vyavadhanam, this distance between Jivatma and Paramatma is caused by ajnanam, avidya. So ignorance caused distance between Jivatma and Paramatma has to be removed only by ajnanam, knowledge. Therefore, upanayati, so how does it take the Jivatma near Paramatma? By removing the distance between Jivatma and Paramatma through the removal of ignorance. Therefore, the next word is sad. Sad implies, sat stands for sad, and sad means avasadayati. Avasadayati means destroys. So that which destroys the ignorance. So by destroying the ignorance, so destruction of ignorance is the function number two. Function, in fact, we take function number one. Destruction of ignorance is function number one. And the second function is what? Takes the Jivatma near Paramatma. So that which brings Jivatma and Paramatma together by removing the distance between them caused by ignorance, through the removal of ignorance, is called Upanishad. Isn't it? Upanishad. This is the meaning of the word Upanishad. We can give different meanings. So Upani stands for the function of bringing the Jivatma near Paramatma. And Sad stands for the function of destruction. So Upanishad. So here we say this Upanishad we study. Any Upanishad we study with the help of the teacher. And the teacher is said to be the Sadguruhu. And Sadguruhu, when you say, in this context, I want to take you to another verse to understand. We will continue Ishavasya Upanishad tomorrow morning. In this context, I wanted to understand. When you say Sadguruhu, who is the Guruhu? Guruhu is the one who removes the darkness of ignorance, dispels the darkness of ignorance. The letter Gu stands for Andhakaraha. Gukaraha, Gukaras Tvandakaraha, darkness. Ru stands for Tannivartakaha, the one who dispels. The word Guruhu itself means the one who dispels the darkness of ignorance. So Guruhu, who is the Guruhu here? Who is the teacher here? Very in-depth. In fact, the Guruhu is none other than Bhagavan. The actual Guruhu is none other than Bhagavan himself. Which means you have to see Bhagavan being manifest in every teacher. Bhagavan is not the Guru, but every teacher who speaks is what? The one who speaks, the speaker is none other than Bhagavan. The speaker in everyone is Bhagavan only. The doer in everyone is Bhagavan. The enjoyer in everyone is Bhagavan. Not only in the teacher, isn't it? The speaker, the doer, the enjoyer, the seer, the hearer, the smeller, in everyone is Bhagavan. Not only the teacher. Suppose everyone, the doer, enjoyer, seer, hearer, in everyone is Bhagavan. What about the speaker, the teacher in the so-called teacher? Is Bhagavan himself. That's why here we say, when we chant this verse,